Hello? Hey, what's up? I thought you were going to that party tonight. Oh, you're there now? How is it? Wow, that's a lot of people. You doing okay? Feeling anxious? Oh, I'm sorry. I know how hard that is for you. Where are you right now? The bathroom? Better. Good. I was going to say, you probably can't hang out in the bathroom for too long at a party. But it's still early, so you likely won't be bothered in a bedroom. So, what's going on? Just feeling overwhelmed? Yeah. Well, I'm really proud of you for going, though. I'm serious. I know how nervous you get going to parties. Especially when you don't know many people. But you did it anyway. I think that's pretty awesome. Just because you're having bad anxiety now doesn't mean you failed. You were able to get through your anxiety enough to actually leave your house and go to the party. That's huge. Hey, don't talk about my friend that way. You're not a loser, or stupid, or worthless, or weak, or anything else you're about to tell me. No, you're not. Okay, so do you think people with diabetes are weak because their pancreas doesn't make enough insulin? Do you think that people with asthma are weak because their lungs don't function properly without an inhaler? Listen to me. Your nervous system is wired in a way that makes certain situations seem really overwhelming and scary. That is nothing you did, and it doesn't make you a weak person or a failure. So try to remember that when you feel like beating yourself up, okay? Here's the thing. Most people are really good at hiding their insecurities, right? They overcompensate somewhere else, so other people will hopefully not notice. So my point is, you don't know what other people are dealing with. Because you have social anxiety, anyone who appears to be comfortable at a party is better than you and has it all figured out. Okay, so you're not good at going to parties. That's one thing out of literally hundreds of other things that you are good at. You're just so hard on yourself, you never see them. Such as, okay, get comfortable because we're going to be here a while. You may be shy, but once someone gets to know you, they quickly learn what an amazing friend you are. You are seriously one of the kindest people I've ever met. You make everyone feel like they belong, probably because you know how it feels like to not belong. You include everyone in the conversation, and you never let anyone sit alone without confirming they actually want to be alone. You are one of the funniest people I know, too. Your dry sense of humor kills me. Like, you're so good at sarcasm that people often think that you're being serious. That never gets old. And the way you tell stories is hilarious. And you can make a boring day sound like the craziest day ever. And you are always so animated when you're telling a particularly bizarre story. Those are my favorite. You love making people happy. I remember one time when I went birthday card shopping with you, and you spent like 15 minutes trying to pick out the perfect card. At the time I thought, good lord, just pick a card, they're all the same. But you found one that made everyone laugh so hard they almost cried because it was so perfect. And I thought about it later and realized that you weren't being ridiculous. You were searching for the card that would mean the most to the person getting it. You have more empathy than anyone I've ever met. That one time we were driving and we saw a deer on the side of the road, remember? You got a little teary and said you felt so stupid because you were sad that the deer may have suffered. But you weren't stupid. Remember what I told you? You have so much care and empathy for all living creatures. Your heart is so big that even seeing a deer on the side of the road affected you. That's a beautiful thing. Yeah, well, I'll get cheesier if you don't start believing me that you're awesome. So, how are you feeling now? I mean, I know I didn't magically take away your anxiety, though I wish I could, but do you feel at least a little better? Good, I'm glad. Okay, so take a few deep breaths, go to the bathroom and splash some cold water on your face, and head back downstairs. If you want to leave, go ahead and leave. There's no rule anywhere that says you are a failure if you leave a party before everyone else, okay? Let me know what you decide to do. Just text me. And if you need to call again, you know I'm here, right? I'll always answer your call.